listening to Modern Jazz Today. Want more information? Check us out on Facebook at Modern Jazz Today. Fork is an instrumental quartet with an aggressive sound and a penchant for sonic exploration. They have a new album out called 3Q. We'll take a listen to the track, Cowabung Hole.
Thank you. Naughty Professor is an iconoclastic New Orleans-based jazz funk sextet whose adventurous recordings and horn-charged, high-energy live performance have earned them an enthusiastic fan base, critical acclaim, and widespread attention from their musical peers. We're going to listen to a track from their album Identity. The track is Mirrors.
The people where they want.
The intricate polyphonic aspect of Sipiagin's writing continues to flower and grow, but it's Escrete's extensive use of the Prophet 6 synthesizer that marks this album's biggest departure. Alex has got a new album. It's called Moments. We'll take a listen to the track, Bergen Road.
Thank you.
Well, it's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Every year, Leanna Goose canoes into the shallow bays near her Minnesota home to harvest wild rice, or Manomin, as the region's indigenous Anishinaabe people call it.
It's something that we have been doing for generations, and it's really central to who we are as Anishinaabe here in Minnesota.
Goose is a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. She recalls the rice bed where her parents took her as a child.
I remember that rice bed being so abundant and expansive that, like, I lost my parents on it. Like, you couldn't even see across it.
Now, she says, it's less than half the size it once was. Manomin is threatened by invasive species, disease, development, and climate change. Research shows that rice beds tend to be sparser in years with less winter ice and more spring rain.
We're seeing loss of Manomin or wild rice, not only here in Minnesota, but across the region.
So she and others are pushing for legislation that recognizes Manomin's cultural significance and puts stricter regulations on boating and water pollution in areas where they harm wild rice to help protect this sacred food. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.